When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flex Friday, and we have been at the American Heritage Museum in Hudson and partly in Stowe all morning long, and we just had Joe Landry on, and I got a DM suggesting on the gram suggesting that Joe is a regular on the show.
I got that as well.
I don't know if we have room for him or not, but
no, I think we can make room.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've been on the radio a couple of years. have you ever had anything close to as amazing as the lines that he delivered, the timing, with the weight of what he's experienced.
At 100, it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I can't get a good, like, half the time I can't get my line out, and the guy, and I'm only 58.
Right.
The man is...
I'm 33, and I screw up words every single day.
Yeah. No,
is really cool when you're that old and you could still, like, you know, you remember a lot of stuff, and that's really cool. That's what we all aspire to be one day.
Yep.
But it's just so essential for places like this. And I'm as guilty. My mom's dad and my dad's dad both served in World War II, but I don't know. They never talked about it. They both passed away when I was relatively young. But it's like we need to do things like this to honor those. Like, thank Christ that was the generation that was there at the time of Hitler. Like, if it was this generation with me, I'd be peeing my pants. Like, there's no way we win.
There might have been, like, a work-life balance issue, probably. that's just the point I would say,
You've never been outside of Boston, and you're on a ship going to face the Nazis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, to even put that into any form of that you could conceptualize.
But he looked at that the exact way he explained it, which was he got to go someplace that he'd never been before, as opposed to the rest of us, the way we might look at it.
Just,
so, for this place, I just want to, while they're here, I want to thank our hosts, the Collings family, if you could give them a round of applause. This has been a great, great life's work of them, and they have just assembled one of the most incredible collections of military artifacts in the country. And as Courtney brought up earlier, your opportunity to walk around and see these exhibits, and Wiggy, you were saying the interesting thing to you was chronologically the way you can make your way around here.
Different, like, decades of, like, I saw, like, 1990 to 2000, and there was, like, 45 to 75, like, so the different kind of, like, decades of, because it's so cool when you actually get to see it in person, like, all the military weaponry stuff in the advancements, like, think about Joe, what they were able to have when he was on his convoy versus what somebody might, like, the advancements in technology and military stuff.
Well,
amazing.
I think I brought it up on the show. There's a plane. You got to go way back, but there's a plane over there. Who's the Rob, come, you want to come on for a minute real quick? This is Rob. Just grab Curtis's headset for a minute. Because thank Rob. Rob's our host here. The plane, World War One, which was like MacGyvered to have a gun on the end of it. You know what I'm talking about?
So in World War One, the idea of an aircraft was for reconnaissance, as a scout, to see what the enemy troops were doing. And then at some point in time, someone decided to bring along a pistol. And then they mounted machine guns on, and they kept developing that out until you have fighter planes like today.
But you had it. You at some point, somebody decided, all right, I'm just going to duct tape a machine gun to the end of this thing and see if I can make it work.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite thing here?
Oh, there's so many to pick from, but I like something that has a special meaning to it, like having Joe Landry here. We've had a lot of veterans come out. And some of these vehicles are connected to them. So we have a Sherman tank outside, which we'll probably go out and drive here in a little bit.
Yeah.
But we had this fellow who was a great World War II veteran, and he was actually a tank ace. He had destroyed 5 enemy tanks. And he came into Boston for this book that was being unveiled on him. So we had the Sherman tank in Boston to put him on top of that Sherman tank, drive down the Freedom Trail to the USS Constitution with this American hero on the back, and the streets are lined with everybody. It was just such a special moment. So that, to me, is a very special vehicle.
That was his tank. So yes, it was the first time he had seen his tank.
And they were worried about, how do we get him on the back? You know, because he was an old guy, and they had ladder and everything, and he just jumped right on up there. He got in the turret. And,
It's an unbelievable place. So thanks for having us here.
Our pleasure.
We really appreciate it. Absolutely.
Some of, the cool stuff that they put on, the ends of the tanks and, some of the, cool little sayings.
When they write stuff on.
Yeah. I remember seeing something was, maybe on YouTube or whatever. They dropped a bomb, but they wrote on the side of it, and it's...
Courtney, what was the name of the bomb that we used to hit Hiroshima and Nagasaki? they were pretty important. Courtney, what was the name of the plane?
Shime?
I got nothing. Was it the atomic bomb?
Yeah, that's.
I'm so happy I kept my mouth shut.
Never mind.
Jackson,
call a friend.
The Wiggy, the plane.
Nah, I have no idea.
Plane was the Enola Gay.
That's correct.
All right.
One was what I was called as a child. Fat boy.
Yes.
All right.
And the other one was. Are you right about that? Little man and
little. What was it, Jake?
I think
Fat Man and Little Boy.
What was it? Fat Man and Little Boy. Okay.
Right. That's what Ken's called around the radio station.
Like that giant.
Hey!
That giant thing right there, that giant missile on set. Like to be that close to something.
Yes.
I don't even know what that is, but it's like a giant missile.
That's a giant missile.
But to be that close to of weapons that. You know, and it's not just obviously, Joe's generation's great, but it's like all the generations, different generations of people who serve in the military that clearly we don't have the courage and guts and, part of my language, balls to do. But to be 3 feet away from something that was actually in battle and all this kind of cool little stuff and people guys were telling me about the 50 cal that's on there and just to kind of see it and know that thing was in battle.
And one of these, I don't think it's right, and I didn't laugh at it, but one piece of weaponry which dropped bombs.
Uh-huh.
They called it the Wiggy.
That's all right.
Which I don't think is...
I think that's a great thing.
I don't think it's... You have good hands.
I would be honored to have my name plastered on the side of a bomb that's being dropped somewhere to wipe out some evil people.
The Wigginator.
One thing that Joe said that I don't want to allow to be forgotten is how difficult it must have been for the Vietnam vets.
Yeah.
That your name is selected... You're not saying, I want to go fight this war. You're directed to by your government to go fight this war. And you experience some of the harshest battles, the most, Agent Orange and all of these things. And you return home to people mad at you.
Yeah, not great.
Which is so insane to me. And they do a great job. There's the traveling wall that is a honor to those that were lost in the Vietnam War. And I know in Southie, there's a lot of people I see, whether I was walking with Pudge or with James now, where they talk to me about their experience. And I just think it's great to honor Joe. And
right.
I don't think I've ever met a more impressive human in my life than Joe Landry. But it's, I think, very worthwhile for us right. to use Veterans Day as a time to really celebrate people who just did what they were asked to right. do.
We got a bunch yeah. of them here. We got yeah. a bunch yeah. of Vietnam vets here today. We got, right.
they didn't have what our president-elect right. had and have a bone spur right. and yeah. get out of it. Like, yeah. you know, these no. people actually served.
Yeah, we have we got Desert Storm vets
oh,
here.
Man,
we got
crazy.
We have not only Joe, but we have another World War II veteran here today, which is unbelievable. So, all right. We are getting ready for our Lunch with a Hero today, which is happening at the 110 Grill, and I want to thank them. They step up every year and serve these men and these women an unbelievable lunch, and we have a great time talking about stuff with them. So that is coming up, but right now, Courtney, and what is trending right this moment?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins get a win in overtime to get back to 500 on the season, taking down the Calgary Flames 4-3. It was Captain Marchand who was the savior with the game winner. Korpisalo had 34 saves in the win. The Ravens beat the Bengals in Thursday Night Football 35-34. Lamar Jackson in Baltimore scoring 28 points in the second half. That's the most a team has scored in the second half so far this season. A 5-yard touchdown pass to Rashad Bateman with under 2 minutes to play sealed the deal. And it is a Patriots Friday all day here on WEEI. We talked to Jelani Tavai already this morning, but you can talk Patriots all day long leading up to the Pats matchup with the Bears on Sunday. Kickoff for that one is at 1 p.m. And the Celtics are home with the Nets in town. Tip is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is out of this one, while Luke Kornet is doubtful with right hamstring tightness. If you're there and you see Greg Hill, make sure to give him a hug, because you're going to be, I'm sure, with all the people.
All right. Big game tonight, baby.
I know. I'm excited.
There you go.
I'm excited.
There you go. Feet on the floor.
Could still be undefeated.
Yes, they could. What?
Same seats that Wiggy has been getting?
I don't know. My seats are probably worse than Wiggy's. Yeah. I don't even know. I don't even ask. I just say, hey, yeah,
if you get me in the door.
Get me a couple. I'll shoot you a Venmo.
Yeah.
Those words have never been uttered.
I bet you don't even have the app.
Yeah, like Joe and Greg, they have no idea what Venmo is, Greg.
Right.
She's like, Lindsay. In honor of Veterans Day, Shaw's and Star Market are offering those who served a 10% discount on shopping orders to customers who show a valid military ID at checkout from November 8th through November 14th. Restrictions apply. See store for details. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 52 degrees, sunny skies in Boston. Afternoon high, 62.
All right. Well, if you have the itch like Courtney and like the Parlay Playboy, we will talk to Nick Kostos next and find out how he thinks you should wager this weekend on the NFL. So we'll be right
back. And I have my college football lock.
Oh, you do? You got a lock?
Lock. All right. Lock it up.
You're 4-0?
I don't know. On something
locks?
Like that. And you got mad at Courtney for not betting on her locks. I never bet on my locks.
You never bet on your locks either.
But people have, and they've won a lot of money.
Yeah. All right. You're going to be there. How many? Well, we'll talk to Nick about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got $70 to place this weekend.
Okay. How do you still have?
I thought you were on a shopping haul.
I thought it was only like $50 a month.
Because I've won.
Oh, you have won.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were. When did you win?
People are trying to make it out like I'm down in the dumps, but yeah. No, I've won.
She's already morphed into Shime, where she's made it so convoluted you don't know what she won.
Nope, $70.
Courtney counts winning when they give you money when you actually put in money.
Well, no, I'm
the bonus bet. She counts
a little confused. Yeah.
No, I've only put in $50. I have $70 that I could take out of the bank, and I've already taken out 100.
Yeah. If you bet 100.
So you're up 200?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, if you bet 100 and you get 50 back, you didn't win.
Yes.
Yes. No,
okay.
I know that.
She don't understand.
No, I've won. I won one bet that was $250.
All right.
So that's up to 300 plus the 50 that you invested.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It was 250. Like, I put in 50, I got 250.
So you won 200.
Yeah. But in my mind, I won 250.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I knew it. All right, we will be right back.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carry the two.
All right, wagers for the weekend coming up in a couple of minutes with Nick Costos. What?
The funny picture.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. Courtney showed me that picture. That's funny.
I love it.
It's a Friday. We got distracted, so I had promised that we were going to give away some tickets to go see Kevin Hart. So if you are caller number 9 on the contest line right now, which is 617-931-0937, a couple tickets to see Kevin Hart and his Acting My Age tour tomorrow night at the MGM Music Hall, which is over at Fenway. Limited tickets are still available. You could go to Ticketmaster.com. Wiggy's going to see him Sunday night.
Sunday night, yep.
Sunday night, Kevin Hart.
I wonder if he'll talk Diddy.
Find out.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been at Diddy Potties.
Yeah, but you can't record in something like that, right? That's a, like, Kevin Hart's
Sometimes they're like, you know, they get real, like, testy if you record. If he's going to do Diddy jokes, I doubt it, because he was at Diddy Party, so I doubt he does Diddy jokes.
You should try to get him on Cocktails and Couples.
While
he's in town.
Listen, that's what that's talking about, move the needle. You get somebody like Kevin Hart on your show.
Amen.
That's big time.
What does the Trump election have to do with the Diddy stuff? Is that going to be good or bad?
I don't know. It's interesting.
I think it's already,
what happens to Mark Cuban now that he was doing all of this and then he failed? Does he still get punished or is he okay
I don't know. I'm waiting for the maybe the release of the JFK files this go around.
Well, he has no excuses now.
Aliens and
Mr. Trump he's not going to run again,
right?
Despite what people tell you, and he has told everybody he's draining the swamp, and he's going to tell us all the details about the aliens and JFK. So.
Yeah, that's what you want to know, aliens and JFK.
And
Malcolm Butler.
Well, Butler number one, but
yes,
I know.
Yes.
There's 9/11. There's thousands and thousands of classified documents related to 9/11.
Yeah. You want that, too.
Why the hell not?
If you talk to Curtis for long enough, he knows what happened to JFK.
I do know.
It certainly wasn't
freaking Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah. I don't want none of that stuff. Talk about it too long.
By the way, I'm on the roll here. I might as well continue. Do we know anything more about the guy that attempted to kill the now president-elect that was inches away?
No.
Do we have anything? Has his name ever been brought up again?
No.
Does anybody even know his name?
There's a reason why.
But that is so crazy. How do we live in a society where we have information at our fingertips at all times?
Well,
a guy comes within 2 millimeters of ending the president-elect's life, and it's like, it's like it just disappeared. It's like, the Sox lost to the Blue Jays.
You'll get all of that, Curtis.
Okay,
I think.
Good.
You will get all of it.
His security must be so high now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Higher than
absolutely.
Don't ask too many questions because you will disappear.
That's fine. I've lived a good life. I made it to 40.
I don't need to know about none of that stuff. If there's aliens, so be it.
You're not interested in that?
No, I don't really give a damn. What's an alien going to do? Unless they can come give me some superpowers that can lead me to doing some stuff, then...
You don't want to even know, though?
What am I going to know? Everything's AI. I can't believe anything. If aliens existed, I told you this before, if they existed, we have satellite drones that can pick up J-Lo's booty 7,500 miles away, but we can't get no good footage of aliens and Bigfoot? Well, everything's grainy.
I think the assumption would be that they have that. They're afraid.
Yeah, believe me, Greg.
They don't want to share it with you because they don't want to panic the public.
Greg, one thing about Americans, and I fall into this category, if we got something and it's invaluable, we telling somebody. It's out there.
But what if aliens look like you and I?
You would never know.
And they're just walking among us.
You would never know.
Why would they do that? So they're going to come here to look like you and I for what?
Well, the same reason we look at animals at a zoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Kids look at animals in a zoo.
Okay. So you're asking, I mean, we observe people. So you watch like reality TV of strangers and you're interested
by it. That's reality. There's real things.
This is the reality.
I know the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I could actually bump into them
right,
one day.
Right, and if there was an alien here and you bumped into it, wouldn't that be interesting?
Well, Bolo knows that.
He is an alien.
Yes. Give me some day-lived glasses.
We're going to Bolo in a while. We're gonna get to Nick Costos in a minute. This is Mary. Mary, good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
What's up?
So I have a question for Courtney about parlays. It's a long one. It's a 13-leg one.
Ooh, okay. Hit me.
See what you're doing to people.
All right.
Mary, prior to hearing the parlay princess and the parlay playmate, neither of whom have ever won a
Playboy.
That never hit Playboy. What did I call you?
Playmate.
Oh, playmate.
That's for women. Neither
of whom have ever hit on a parlay.
Wrong.
Were you wagering parlays before you heard them talking about it?
Yeah, I used to do it with Jones and Arcan, and they always steered me wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've come to the right place.
That's right. Okay. All right. What's your question for the princess?
All right. So they're all money line bets. So I have the Giants and Panthers.
Yep.
So I have the Pats beating the Bears.
Ooh. Mm.
Okay.
The Buffalo over the Colts.
Yep.
Yep.
Vikings over Jags.
Yep.
Yep.
Chiefs over Broncos.
Yep.
I don't know. They're going to have to lose at some point. I would stay away from
I'm
that
riding
one.
With her as she speaks.
Okay.
Oh, Wiggy.
Falcons over Saints.
Yep.
I'll take that.
Falcons really miss Bill.
I have the Bucks over the Niners.
Me too.
Yep. Christian McCaffrey's supposed to play.
Yeah, that's all right, though. He hasn't played in forever. This is a tough one here. So.
And his wife has had a rough week with Eamon getting married.
But the Bucks have been kind of beat up, too.
Yeah, but
are they getting all their guys back?
Baker Mayfield, he's all money.
This is a
tough one, though, this next game that she's going to talk about.
So I have the Commanders beating the Steelers.
Nope.
Okay. Ooh. It's in Washington. I think I'm going to ride with that.
Wiggy's doing his parlay
as
you speak.
Go ahead.
Chargers over Titans.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, too.
So I hate Aaron Rodgers just like Curtis, but I have them beating the Cardinals.
Ooh.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to wait for Nick to come on. I might have to stay away from that game, but go ahead.
And then I have my Eagles beating the Cowgirls.
I'm with you on that one.
Yep.
And then
go Birds.
Lions over Texans.
Jesus, Mary.
Yeah. It's in Texas, though.
I would take that.
It's a 13-legger.
13-legger.
And Courtney and Mary are like, you know, but if I hit it, it's $1 million.
Right.
Yes. Well, that's why it's $1 million, because you're not hitting 13. It's
possible.
Mary, how much did you put down on this?
$5 for $4,000.
Ooh, that is so good.
Okay.
I got $25.
$5 for $4,000.
$25, and I'm at $9,000 right now, but there's a few more games. I got to wait for Nick to see what he should say.
All right. Mary, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Good luck.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put 10 on a full slate parlay this week.
You are? Full slate?
Yeah, and then I need – so then it'll have $60 to play around with.
How much is 10 going to win you?
I don't know. If she's saying $5 is going to win her $4,000,
I'll tell you right now.
I guess 10 would win
10 would win you $3,600 right now just off some of those games.
If you would just listen to me and bet 50 on each and rode it, you'd be up like $600 and just have bet one game a week.
No, you wouldn't. Not really, because if you bet $50 on the games that you pick, you're only going to win maybe 30.
Ohio State, when Oregon was
the
over and Oregon plus 2.5 against Ohio State, that's two bets that would have netted you about $100 if you bet 50. So you'd be at 150.
I have issues with your Vikings pick based on something that's cooking.
Let me go back to that.
And we'll get to Nick Costos about that.
Because I picked the Vikings too. What do you got, Greg?
What happened?
He is an Odyssey insider, Nick Costos. And this is brought to you by the BetMGM app, where you can go and get the latest lines. Nick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I have beef with the Parlay Playboy.
Oh boy. Okay.
All right. I'm listening. I was going to ask you for some help, but go ahead.
I'm magnanimous. I'm magnanimous.
All right,
I will still help you. How about Wiggy doing an Instagram? By the way, nice crib, man.
Appreciate it.
You got a great view of the city. It's good stuff. I need to get on the Wiggy income. That's good stuff.
By the way, that's a faux window. It's not actually a window. No. It's right next to the faux fireplace.
Yes. But whatever it is, looks really great. I would like it.
CGI.
Wiggy calling me out for some losers last week, man. That's not cool. But we're going to get back on track
here. Nick, I rode with you on the – you turned me on Detroit to Green Bay. So I jumped on you with that one. And what was the – and the Cleveland one.
Cleveland was bad. Green Bay, I don't regret. Cleveland was a terrible pick.
Well, you can make up for it because I got a parlay in my hand as we speak, and I'm a little bit confused a little bit on some games.
No.
So.
You don't say.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So you can help me out. Washington and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh at Washington.
So are we doing money lines or against
money
spread?
Lines. I only do money lines. Right. I stay away from the spread.
Honestly, I think let's play into volatility here and take Pittsburgh plus money.
Ooh.
Oh, dang. That's what I did, too.
You took Pittsburgh?
Yep.
God damn it.
Russell Wilson's on a roll.
Washington's good, though, and it's in Washington.
Washington is good, but it's a three-point spread. Are you trying to win, $20? Are you trying to win, $20,000?
No, Wiggy? No. He's taking the money line.
Yeah, I'm doing money line.
I understand, but this is a game where you can actually say the underdog could win, so if you're trying to win a lot of money, then you should take the underdog here.
All right, I'm going to rock with you then. You're telling me Pittsburgh? All right.
I'm not guaranteeing they're going to win. I'm saying in a money line parlay, you should take Pittsburgh instead of Washington.
All right, I took Pittsburgh.
Oof.
How are the Sharps feeling about my guy Mac Jones and the return of the island?
I'll give you this, my honest opinion on it. Trevor Lawrence practiced yesterday in a limited fashion, so I'm not sure he's going to miss this game on Sunday. He seems like the type of guy who would eat a Toradol sandwich on Sunday morning and play in the game. But if Mac Jones plays, if you told me, I'm trying to think of like the team they're playing, right, the Vikings, if Kevin O'Connell were coaching the Jaguars and had Mac Jones coming off the bench, I would say I think that Kevin O'Connell could fix Mac Jones. Kind of like he's done with Sam Darnold. But Doug Peterson, who I think is more interested in tee times in December than coaching in the National Football League, very little confidence here. I would never bet the Jaguars if Mac Jones is the quarterback.
What about the Niners with Christian McCaffrey coming back?
Oh, that's a good one.
Niners have gotten bet up to a crazy degree here, almost at a 7-point road favorite. This was 5 earlier in the week. Now we're sitting San Francisco 6.5. It looks like Christian McCaffrey is going to play, and this is a bad spot for Tampa. Short week coming off a Monday night game, road game, went down to the final play. Niners rest advantage coming off a bye, and with McCaffrey back, I think that's how you get San Francisco bet out here. I would need at least 7 to consider Tampa Bay. It doesn't look like the Bucs are going to get Mike Evans back for this game. So this would be San Francisco or nothing. San Fran would be the pick in the money line parlay.
So, Nick, when you look at the board this week.
And I, by the way, I did a 13-legger in case you want it for all the games this week.
Mm. Yeah, I want it. That's what I'm wanting.
I'm going to do it, too. I am. I just said that. $10.
I know. It's just the speed with which we're throwing money away.
Rip through it, Nick.
Okay, so ready? So I think people will be – okay. Giants Sunday morning in Germany against the Panthers. The Panthers are terrible. Giants should win that game. Not being a homer, I think the Giants will win. Let's lean into uncertainty in all seriousness. I'm not just saying this because I'm on in Boston. Let's take the Patriots to beat the Bears. The Bears are going to be without – I don't think the Bears are good. It looks like they've come apart at the seams. The players are calling out the coaching staff. Players are quitting on plays during the plays with DJ Moore. So I have the Patriots to kind of spice this up a little bit. Let's take another upset. How about the Indianapolis Colts to beat the Buffalo Bills?
Ooh.
So
no
Colts.
Way in hell.
Ooh. Colts.
That is a horrible pick.
All right. So what's yours, Billy Walters?
Billy Walters, great interview on Rogan about betting. And
what's your 13-leg parlay?
I don't have a 13-leg parlay.
Then perhaps you should not throw stones from your glass house while I'm giving out mine.
I just would tell you, I've never done betting in my life. I'm undefeated this year.
All right. Curtis, John Lovitz, the critic. Kansas City.
John Lovitz.
See, topical. I'm worried about this one, Nick, because I just think that this could be a massive trap for Kansas City.
All right, so
bet Denver.
All right.
Okay. I was just asking for your experience.
All right.
Bo Nix is, I don't think, goes on the road and beats the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Now, Courtney, what I would say, you might be right about that. I would bet Denver +7.5 instead of the Broncos to win.
Okay.
Okay.
And I can see that happening. Okay. Falcons to beat the Saints.
All right.
With no Olave and no Rashid Shaheed. Niners to beat the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Steelers to beat the Commanders.
All right.
Vikings to beat the Jaguars.
Yep.
Chargers over the Titans.
Yep.
Let's get spicy here. Cowboys over the Eagles.
Oh, okay.
But Dak?
Again, like unlikely to happen, but like we want to get like a crazy price here, right? We want to bet a little to win a lot.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. And uncertainty, right? Backup quarterback, crazy things can happen. Dallas, the Jets.
The Jets?
Detroit on Sunday night.
Oh, okay. So the Jets over Arizona?
Jets over Arizona. And I bet that game straight. Detroit to beat Houston.
All right.
And if you want to take this into Monday night, let's take the Dolphins +100 to beat the Rams in Los Angeles.
Mm. All right.
Okay.
I'm locked in.
I'm locked in.
What's
your payout?
My payout is a 61,000.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
No, 6,100.
No, 61,000.
I have a dollar to win $2,300. So $10 would be 23,000.
Yeah, I'm betting 25 bucks.
All right, then I'm going to bet 20 to get 12 grand.
All right.
Okay.
And I went, and Nick, I appreciate it. I went with the 12-legger because I have to stay away from Patriots and the Bears.
Well, yeah, like, the Bears are favored to win the game, but, like, we're trying to get, like, a crazy money. Like, if I gun to my head, I pick the Bears. But let's get a crazy money line price for the parlay, and let's take New England.
Well, if you two aren't at work Monday, we'll know why.
$50,000's not enough to retire on, unfortunately.
Done. Locked in.
All right, well, you locked it. Curtis, what's your college lock this week?
All right, you're writing this down. Undefeated here, Costos.
I've got it.
The Miami Hurricanes traveling to Georgia Tech, -11 points. They will easily win by 2 touchdowns or more.
I tend to agree.
Yeah.
I'm Georgia with Curtis Tech on this one.
Thank you. None of the crazy hyperbole or
but there's no money
words.
There, though, just Curtis. Boom. There's just no money. I appreciate the bet.
That's why IBM stock's bad for you but good for my dad.
Yeah, there's no money there.
But Georgia Tech, I don't think, can score to keep up with Miami in that game.
Right. You make how much, Courtney?
19.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. On a $10 bet.
Yeah.
19 is a lot more than zero.
That is true.
That's all right. Not in today's economy. 19 bucks can't even get you a number one at McDonald's.
Don't tell that to Kamala.
Nick, thank you so much, as always.
You got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
All right, there he is, Odyssey Sports Wagering Insider Nick Costos. Round of applause for Nick, please.
Just ride it out, Courtney.
I will say this, Patriots edge in coaching. Eberflus, total moron. At least Gerard Mayo might be better than him. So
yeah, I mean, I think we talked a little bit about the dysfunction when you got guys that are walking off mid-play because they don't like the quarterback. So maybe this is one that the New England Patriots can win.
We'll see, but that is usually a good traveled weekend by the Patriots fans to Chicago. So I was out there in 2018. They had the Patriots won last second. Hail Mary was about a yard short, but I think it'll be a good weekend for the Pats. I like them to win Sunday.
Okay. All right. Jones and Keefe coming up at 10. We have been all morning at the American Heritage Museum, which is here in Hudson, Massachusetts, and we have Lunch with a Hero coming up after this. I want to thank all you guys for being here this morning. You're amazing. We will take a quick break and check in with Jones and Keefe coming up next. You gotta get outside, Wiggy, because we're gonna end this show the way we did in Newport. Wiggy's gonna drive away, but he's gonna drive away in a tank. I don't know what kind of tank he's driving away in, but
to put a helmet on him.
It's been an unbelievable morning at the American Heritage Museum. If you missed when it comes to, I know how busy you are, but if you missed Joe Landry on this show, this morning at 8:20, World War II veteran, Greatest Generation member. You can go to WEEI.com. If you stream us, you can rewind. You can do it on the app. And I would, if you have the time, I would highly recommend that you go back and hear Joe Landry.
Yeah, I've never heard a more powerful interview on this radio station.
Yeah.
That's saying a lot. There's been a lot of them. But that was just the grace, humility, and the comedic timing.
Yes. Yeah, he has great comedic timing.
He is.
Rich Keefe is here. Hey, Rich.
Hello. Yeah, I was great interview. Great job today, guys. And my favorite part of the whole interview was Courtney asking him, like, hey, do you have, like, any secrets? Like, I really want to do whatever it is you're doing. I want to follow that. So, please, can you share some of your wisdom with us? And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that.
I can't. Not with you. I can't
he's like,
tell you.
No.
Not with you.
No, not with you. Thanks.
Unbelievable.
That's great.
Rich, I'm sending you my 13-leg parlay as we speak.
13-legger.
Yeah,
holy 13 smokes.
Yeah.
Are we great. Free from any lawsuits? I feel like we're encouraging people to make bad decisions.
I think it's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, just have the,
you got to hit on one
like
of
preamble
these.
Preamble at the beginning.
Just say gamblinghelpinema.org.
There we go.
At the end
all right.
Of it.
We're clear.
I think that's all you have to say.
And before we talk about what's going to happen on Jones and Keefe, since we're in the area, Neshoba Regional High School, your place of almost graduating.
Yes.
Field hockey team winning season.
Yes, and the father of said field hockey coach is here, Jamie Mariani. Did I say that right? Your daughter.
Daughter-in-law.
Okay, daughter-in-law. So,
yeah, so
great,
very exciting.
Great job by them. Yes. Well,
we have Wiggy heading to a tank.
Yeah.
So
you'll be able to see that on Twitch and on YouTube if we can squeeze him in there, and then. Rich, a lot of talk this morning about the New England Patriots winning this football game Sunday.
Yeah, I don't see it, Greg. I'll be honest. I don't see it. I've been watching this Patriots team all season. I don't see a lot of wins on the board. Uh-huh. You know, you can't beat Tennessee. I don't know if I like their chances against Chicago. The Bears, you know, 500 team, but they've been better than the Patriots to this point. I'm excited about the quarterback matchup. Like, I'm excited just to see Caleb Williams on one side and Drake May on the other, sort of the one bright spot for the Patriots. And then, you know, Chicago's been decent enough. Yeah, you're watching Wiggy climb into this tank.
Yeah. Look at this.
Sorry, Rich.
No, I'm watching it too. It's great.
Yeah.
Did he have to pass any kind of test for this? Did he have to sign a waiver?
He keeps asking if he can shoot off rounds.
No, I don't think so.
I think we're
all on the same team here.
I think we de-armed the vehicle before he got in, so he doesn't hit the wrong button.
Oh my God!
Wiggy plays one round of Call of Duty. Now he's driving around in a tank.
Dukakis goes to Eastie. Yeah. That's what this is.
This is fantastic. Well, you turn the thing with the pedals. Like, I've driven a tank before.
Oh, shut up. Upgrade.
Yes.
When did you drive a tank?
Press down on the right?
Huh?
When did you drive a tank, Greg?
I don't like to talk about it, Rich.
Fair. Fair enough.
No, I did it here, and it's really cool. But yeah, that's what you left pedal left, right righty righty. So that's what
Greg uses the Wedding Crashers line from Owen Wilson. We lost a lot of good men out there. on the Yankees.
This is going to be. I hope there's no children or pets around anywhere.
Seriously,
when it comes to Wiggy driving this thing,
I don't know if Eamon wants to get in there with them. Eamon probably should get out. That's not a good spot.
Wait, so is he actually? Is that going to move?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it's going.
My Lord.
Yeah, that thing is going to move.
You told me when you went in it that they made you wear that very small helmet. That
they did.
That was a you choice.
You know what just happened?
Wiggy's too far gone.
Oh, there he goes.
Greg,
he's
moving. What just happened? I'm seeing CNN right now.
Yeah.
Russia just backed out of Ukraine.
Wait, did that move?
It moved like an inch. And then he stopped. He hit the brakes.
Same thing, by the way. Same question was asked at me of me at the wedding. So,
my God.
Oh, now he's moving. Watch the road, Wiggy. Watch the road.
What a way to end the show. How about can we have a round of applause for our very own?
Oh my God! What is that?
Oh, he is shooting something.
Is he shooting something?
There's a lot of smoke. What is that?
Oh, my God.
Well, it's Wiggy.
I think he shot something off.
Oh, my God.
Right. Straight from Call of Duty right to the battlefield.
Look
there he is.
So nervous right now.
Jermaine Wiggins.
He's
look
driving
at that.
To get some Funyuns.
Oh, my God.
He's going to turn back into a group
Holy
of people.
Holy hell.
I don't like that. I can't believe it.
I mean, he's had an amazing life.
Yeah, he really is. All right. Well, all right. So, Patriots, a no-go for you this weekend.
I don't see it. Are you picking them to win?
I don't know. Like yeah. Courtney and Courtney picked him, and she what she does with her parlays is in two different parlays she picks both teams.
No, so. only one parlay for your girl this week. 13 legger. I'm riding Pats.
I love the she just texted me the parlay and it came in two different pictures. There's so
it's
many
actually
bets.
Three.
Oh, is it three? Oh yeah, there it is. It's three different screenshots. Excellent.
What are you guys doing today?
Well, of course it's a Patriots Friday, so our coordinator series continues. We have special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer today. We also have Mike Onwenu. Interesting week to have him, as apparently he's going to be playing his third different position on the O-line this week. They might be moving him over to left guard. So we have plenty of other stuff to get to. We have our Bozo touchdown parlay. Speaking of parlays, we have our show touchdown parlay that we do. And then I don't know how many of you guys watched the game last night, but pretty exciting game, and it came down to a decision whether or not to go for two. And I don't know. I think that applies to the Patriots a little bit as well.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah. Jelani Tavai was in between an ultrasound or a back massage, but he didn't seem to want to co-sign the team's decision to kick a field or extra points.
Nope. Yeah. Guess not. Nope.
Well, they're on to this week.
I mean, ignore the noise.
Duh, Bears.
You understand how that goes.
You know the Patriots, they go on Jones and Keep, and they just tell you everything.
I know.
They
blabbermouth.
I'm looking forward to on Wenyu today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You never know what he's going to say.
What you do is you lull them into a false sense of security. They're, right. They're relaxed, and then they just start talking.
Chemistry's off the charts.
Yeah. Yeah. all right. Before we go, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, gather the whole family for Fall Fest. It's happening at Timeout Market on Sunday afternoon, full of autumn fun with live music, cozy hot cocoa bar from Far Out, exciting giveaways, festive fall activities, and so much more. So that is this weekend. Sincere thanks to all of you for being here
this morning.
You guys are the greatest. And a very special thanks for all of the veterans who are here with us this morning.
Thank you.
To Joe Landry, happy 100th. And thank you for your service. And enjoy the weekend. We are back Monday at Gillette Stadium for a Patriots Monday with Boomer Esiason and Gerard Mayo. Jones and Keefe next. Thank you very much for your patronage.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.